What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hi everyone, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Today's awkward, okay? Because Lauren and I are here together alone, which was supposed to be totally fine because Nat's had like a really busy week, so we're like, you know what, that'll be the perfect week to have callers come on for the Secrets episode. So I don't know, I don't remember what inspired the Secrets episode. I remember that a couple weeks ago, I believe, I revealed my mediation in elementary school, right?
Yes.
And then somebody on the podcast message board started a thread that was like, wouldn't it be fun to have an episode where like everybody anonymously calls in and reveals their secrets, whether they are really salacious, you know, cheating,
or just silly like mine,
and it just lingers for a long time. Well, guess what? I put out there on my Instagram this call to action to you guys to send in your stories, your not to send in your stories, but to call in and reveal your secrets.
Let me see, how many of you saw this?
Yeah. Almost 100,000 people, 93,000 people saw this call on my Instagram. All you guys who loyally follow the freaking Facebook group, you saw it.
You saw it. On my Instagram.
Guess how many callers we've had call in?
None.
Zero people have been willing to call in to tell their secrets.
Well, Ashley,
we should have just done another food. What are you having for dinner conversation?
I know. Well, I don't know how that went over. We don't know how that went over quite yet because it hasn't.
It's airing today. Yeah.
So we'll see how that does. And then in the future, if it ever is just two people, we will have a What Are You Eating podcast episode. Now, Ashley, I do have a secret to reveal to you, though.
Oh, God, actually. Lauren, that makes me feel awkward. Well, to add to the suspense and anticipation, my freaking mic just moved and we had to start this chat over. So I've been sitting here for like 45 minutes with my heart pounding.
You're crazy.
Lauren,
okay.
What is this? I'm going to die. What?
In the episode where you revealed that you were a mediator, that the whole mediator issue, you also revealed that you had a crush on this man, Matt Blessing.
Did he reach out?
I, in fact, reached out to Matt Blessing.
No, you did not! Did he say that he had a crush on me in sixth grade?
I said, hi, Matt. I have a very bizarre request. This was for, I wanted him to come on a couple weeks ago, but okay. Matt, I have a very bizarre request. My sister Ashley and I have a podcast, and she was discussing the crushes she's had and mentioned your name. Would you ever come on our podcast and surprise her? We want to catch her off guard. Let me know if you're interested. He responded a couple days ago, so it was like 2 weeks later. He goes, hey, Lauren, so sorry for the delayed response. That's too funny. My name was mentioned. Really appreciate you reaching out. Not sure if I'm down to come on the podcast, but definitely down to reconnect and chat with you all. Hope all is well.
Oh, that's such a sweet response. Like, could that be more kind?
I know. Aww. I was like, oh, okay. So
that's so nice.
I know. And I actually just read it 2 days ago.
My God, Lauren, you freaked me out. That would be so funny. I mean, again, you know, one of my very favorite episodes is when we had the crushes that we never told were crushes.
Exactly.
That we had crushes
like,
on them.
We sound like such weirdos, but
why? Because we kept calling him by name?
No, because I reached out and I was like, we were just talking about you. I don't know.
Oh my God, it's
so
funny.
That was my secret.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good secret, Lauren. Thanks.
Could
you imagine just like Naz, you and I are rambling and all of a sudden he pops up on the
screen. That's what I wanted. I'm like, would you even know that's him? Yes, probably.
Yeah, I think I probably would. Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny. Okay, well, I was thinking, like, I don't even know. Did you have any other secret that you were going to reveal in this podcast?
The only other secret I have, I signed an NDA for, so
oh,
I
that's
can't
right.
I can't disclose
I can't believe
it.
You guys, I think this has come up a time or two, but yeah. Lauren hooked up. She was true groupie form. And they, like... These guys weren't, we'll just say this, like the band is not like a huge deal.
Yes, I don't know, it is, actually. Oh,
are they still a huge? They are?
Any, like...
They're not a household name,
any
okay?
Any emo but, person who likes any kind of alternative music knows this band.
So, anyway, so Lauren, yes, signed an NDA saying that she couldn't reveal what happened when they, like, had... It was, like, you went on the bus and you did... You went, like, I don't know, backstage or whatever.
Yeah, but, yeah. It was just a really, really... interesting time, and I'm not telling. I haven't told anyone,
but I still can't imagine. So, did you sign the NDA before going into
after.
Private area? Oh,
no,
after
it was after. I think they were like, okay, we actually need to protect ourselves here.
Okay, but what in the world could you have possibly done that was that scandalous? That's what freaks me out, Lauren. And then when I look at her, and you guys, you know, Patreon listeners, when you look at her face when this memory is brought up. It makes me worried. Like, what have you encountered in this life that I have been so not close to encountering myself?
No one will ever know.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so those are the secrets. The one that was revealed and one that will still not be revealed. Ashley, any more secrets have come to your mind?
I don't know, Lauren. Lauren, something that we can discuss that is... what's discussed on every platform in the entire world. You and I have had a little bit of a change of heart with the whole
Taylor
Travis Kelce and
okay.
Taylor thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should we discuss this? And yeah. You guys, honestly, this is so ridiculous what our culture is like these days that I can't like criticize Taylor Swift or like anyone mm-hmm. without being afraid that y'all are going to come at me. Like this yeah. is ridiculous. Cause I'm going to say something.
I think a lot of people are worried about that with Taylor. Having a
about saying
that.
True things?
Yes.
Well, okay. It's not true things. It's just my opinion.
Correct.
And it's your opinion, too. Lauren and I have... The only, like, issue we have... Like, obviously, you guys know that, like, we love Taylor. We have Taylor episodes every time a podcast comes out. Mm-hmm. But we think that she's having a little moment of, like, overexposure or just, like... Just it's everything's, like, too extra, right? Lauren and I just have a slight issue, and come out with us if you will, but like, why does she, when she leaves these restaurants with her girl gang, I have no problem with her having a crew of girlfriends. Why do they have to hold hands and link mm-hmm. arms? And yeah. why does she have to be front and center? You know what I want to see? You know what makes Taylor more likable to me? I want to see her just like last. Like everybody comes out and then Taylor's just like the last lingering one. I don't want it to be a scene. It looks like a Regina George moment.
Like I need to see them in the restaurant still and then talking about the lineup and who's going where. Because
there
must
has
be
to be that conversation.
Which makes it so unlikable.
Yes.
And I know her entire like being is a publicity stunt. Really.
No, it's not a publicity. It's all curated.
It's all
yeah. Everything's very well thought out.
Like her PR people are always yeah. working, is what I
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
even when they're like, okay, her publicist there's like, all right, Taylor, line up this. I just want to see an organic girls' night. I want to see them go out. I want to see them be disgusting and picking up ramen. You know?
Yes, in sweatpants and shit.
In sweatpants, yes. But okay, so it's not much to dislike.
Or just like,
okay?
I want to see them eating like their egg rolls. You know, I was just thinking about being in New York and like eating these really
yeah.
greasy egg rolls.
Yeah, I want to see them eating, ingesting food.
I want to see them on the side of the halal guy's cart.
Yes.
Waiting in line.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think we're craving from Taylor. And I think that it's not too much to nitpick. I feel like, she's still talented and a nice person and all that. I don't want to see her holding hands with her friends. And
it's just because, like, we don't do this. Like, okay, she's going to be 34, like, by the time this thing comes out. Well, okay, maybe, like, a week shy.
Knowing her exact birthday.
3 weeks shy, you know, December 13th. But it's like, I don't normally, I never fucking hold hands with my girlfriends.
No.
Link arms. I know Lizzie will link arms with us sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yes!
Did you guys...
Producer Andrea is here.
Well, you just brought back such a weirdly specific middle school memory for me. Did you, in middle school, hold hands with your girlfriends?
I know Ashley didn't, right?
I think that it was like a thing. And I can't imagine... Yeah, like my friends... Like, it was a time or two, for sure. And Lauren, because she was in the more popular crowd, probably did more often.
That's so funny that popular equals holding hands with your friends.
That's what I was just going
to say. Oh my God, Andrea, right?
I was not in... We didn't really have like a ton of cliques, but there was one in my middle and high school. And they all always held hands. And if they saw each other in the hallway, they'd kiss each other on the cheek. And it was like very specific. If you were in that group, you would do that. And I remember I was good friends with one of the girls who was in the group, but I wasn't in the group. And I remember her telling me about that as like a, that's how you know if you're part of this group, as if you are.
And I just wonder if she ever kissed you on the cheek?
No, we were never like, again, I was never in that group.
Andrea, you might have tapped into something.
And I just think like Taylor, in a way that I kind of feel like almost sorry for her, like she didn't have a normal middle school, right?
Like, yeah, we know that she like was, you know, bullied and didn't have a normal like middle and high school experience or an ideal one, not an ideal one. So maybe I'm getting like little PTSD.
That's
of,
what
like,
it
the
is.
Popular girl crew leaving, like being a physically affectionate. Whereas, like to me, that's only what the popular kids did when I was young.
Yes, and I remember there was a time.
So I feel excluded. That's what's happening. I feel excluded.
This is your trauma coming out with hate for Taylor.
Not hate, just like. No. But why?
A weird taste. Not hate,
but why?
Because you need therapy. there was a time in sixth grade, I think, whenever you saw anyone you were friends with, you would hug them in the hallway. You would hug them. You could
Nobody would ever want to hug them
four times a day.
Yeah.
But why did this start happening? You know? So this is, and then that leads into the holding hands.
You're trying to be an adult.
You're trying to be an adult. You're trying to show,
bonds that like bonds. You and I are here to get we are here together and it's a social acceptance thing. It's like we're in, it is what Andrea said, like we are in clicks. We are at the same level.
So them holding social hands status. In the restaurant is them being popular clique.
It could be, it also could be that they do feel like they need to like have each other's back when like the paparazzi and like fans are there. I think that's what lots of people are going to argue is what it is.
Like, it could be just safety.
Just needing the safety.
Okay, like, you have your security guards here, and the three of them will be in the middle or something.
Yeah, and I also think that sometimes we're, like, a big hypocrite because I know that, like, at concerts with, like, you, me, Moore, and Lizzie, like, we probably could, like, if we were, like, being, like, excuse me, like, you know, we'd, like, maybe, like, hold each other's arms.
That's not to get lost. I don't think she's going to get lost. But one thing that I really... one thing that I didn't mention that I'm doing during my time off is using Babbel. Another just way to better yourself. And it's Babbel is designed by real people for real conversation to learn a new language. And Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. So I don't even need a whole 4 weeks to be learning a language.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys are thinking about taking a trip overseas or who knows where they don't speak English and you want to get around, you don't have to like, you know, become a pro, but if you want to be conversational enough with the locals, Babbel is the greatest way to do it. They have quick 10-minute lessons that are designed by what Lauren said, 150 language experts, and you can learn, you can start like really being relatively conversational in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college, and that's what the colleges are saying.
Yeah, that's from Yale and
Michigan State. So if you guys want to learn a new language with real conversations, none of the bullshit really, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/get it. Get 55% off babbel.com/get it, spelled BABBEL.com/get it. Rules and restrictions may apply. Beyond this, I would like to see her without a red lip. Very surface level shit here. I just would like to see her without a red lip. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Because and, you know what? That would also symbol regular girl.
So true. And if we watched Bachelor in Paradise last week, everyone, we know Davia. Yeah. Is that her name?
Davia.
Made a terrible choice with that red lip. It does not look good on everyone. So
she got eliminated. If you guys don't watch.
Yeah.
Also, guys are afraid to kiss red lips.
Guys are,
everybody
okay,
knows
that's,
this.
That's the main thing here.
It makes you untouchable.
It makes you untouchable. I think she went home because her mouth was less kissable to Tanner.
He had even said that they had the most like sexual kiss that
yes,
he's ever
he
had in his life. And then
he couldn't do it.
No.
He couldn't have that recreation of the sexual kiss. Okay, so then last night Ashley calls me and she goes, I saw Travis Kelce.
How do you feel about this? All this footage of Travis at Argentina show, and then we both were like,
"We both enjoyed
we'll
it.
Like it.
We both liked it." So
it all warmed our cold hearts. Okay, guys. Yeah, something about him being at her place of work and seeing him be such a champion and fan of her, and being so proud, seeming. Just the way that he watched her was truly unlike any other guy we've seen her date in the past. He smiles looking at her.
Yes.
Every other guy just tries to play it cool. Tries to be like, oh, I'm on her level too, if not above, you know?
Right. Like,
and
I'm an
he
artist.
Was looking up to
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, how lucky am I to be with her?
Right. And I think that why we don't enjoy Taylor at his games...
It's too much of a scene.
It's
you
just,
and I think.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah.
And it takes away from him playing, which should be the focus. And it makes it about her being there. But when he's at her concert, he's just like, it's still about her, but he's just there enjoying.
Yeah. People are going to be like, Ashley and Lauren are such bitches. But like, you know what? For which she like,
you know what?
Comes
if we're
and she brings, like,
any
she brings so many people into the suite. But like, if she was. And I, of course, she's going to be in the suite for like,
yeah.
You know, she's going to be in the suite. But like, if it was just a little bit more less toned down, if it was just a little more toned down, it wasn't.
Wear
like
a baseball
huge
hat,
thing.
No red lip. Let's just chill out. But I know if we're being hypocrites or anything right now, or seem like haters, just deal with it, okay? Because we don't know why we feel what way we feel.
We're just feeling it.
We're just
and
feeling
we had,
it.
You know, we have something to say about it.
And
so
I will
talking.
Tell you this. A couple weeks ago, I was totally over the Taylor. I thought I was oversaturated. Then I did a Peloton ride to the 1989 album.
The new
and
one.
I'm back at it, baby. Listening
back
all the
at
time.
It. We're back at it, guys. So, that's what we're trying to say. That's why we brought it up today, because we
yes.
like her and Travis together.
Yes.
And we're just talking out every little detail, like we all have. Mm-hmm. And I am like really thinking that they could
they
get
could
married.
Be it. I know
it
they
could
really
be it.
Could and be it. It.
I think that he's not going to waste any time.
That's what I'm almost that's, nervous that's, for because I know it's coming.
It could be at Christmas.
It could be Christmas. I think it's coming. And I know that
Lauren's like, she's like, she's actually like a little giddy.
They're
she's
at
never
their,
been proposed to.
She's never
you know?
Been proposed
or,
to.
So we the, know, like we don't know about Joe Alwyn.
They're at the height of their honeymoon phase. The endorphins are high. The serotonin is high. Dopamine is high. So I almost think it'd be really cute for them to do it now and say, fuck it, you know? Also, another couple that we could talk about.
Oh, wait, you're not done. Okay, if you're done, I have to give one more thought.
Okay, go.
I like the fact that physically he's different than every other guy, too, just because, like, he can, like, lift her up and, you know, she gets to look up at him and all that. And, mm-hmm, like, she, mm-hmm. I think, as Naz would totally say right now, she gets to be completely in her feminine.
Yes, she is completely mm-hmm. in her feminine with him.
Yeah. And I also think that they might get, he might propose because, again, he's like,
I'm not going to lose this.
I'm with Taylor Swift. You think yeah. that I'm not going to lock this down as quickly as I can?
For some reason, that is a mind of an athlete opposed to a mind of like an artist.
Yes.
I can't pinpoint why.
They
but that
like
is my take.
This ability, which is why, okay, some of them are like bachelors for life and like perpetual cheaters and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then like the other half of them, and I'm just talking out of my ass here.
We're 100%
seem,
because,
yeah,
you know.
Seem as if they're like really family oriented and yeah. they like need the stability and they want to come home to a family and you know, all that.
Yeah.
Like just coziness, right? Just like, this is my person. This is my biggest fan. Like, they're going to be with me throughout like all the highs and lows.
Yeah.
And
did you see that?
Yes, that's it.
Brittany Mahomes is now a model for Skims.
Yeah. So you didn't hear about that?
No. Tell me everything. It's all I know.
The Swifties were going nuts this week being like, how dare you do this to your friend? It's like, do you think Taylor actually cares? Also, I'm waiting for the moment that Kim and Taylor reunite.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's on the verge of happening.
Wasn't it all Kanye in the middle?
Well, Kim put out those videos, remember? Because she was trying to defend Kanye. But now she could just be like, I was under the spell of a crazy man.
Totally.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I think...
And you, amazing. What a moment that would be if Taylor came out in Skims. Like, Taylor did like a Skims campaign.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
They're just too big. They're too big to even like both work
them,
together.
But both of them are like literally the biggest. They're just the biggest of the entire world.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, that's it. In conclusion, don't come after us because we said that we don't like Taylor holding hands with her friends. Apparently I have past trauma about it.
Yeah.
And let's see where this goes. Oh, I have one more. I'm so sorry, what? Lauren. You're like over it.
No, it's okay.
My sister-in-law and I were saying a couple weeks ago, we were like, we really need Taylor to be in her mom era. Like, because we've traveled with her throughout all this life, right?
But now we're at a divergent, Lauren. But all the single 30-year-olds are feeling so good about themselves.
They're like, we need her to be single and being electric with the new person.
She makes me feel so good, honestly, because
she started...
I was literally yesterday, I thought Taylor Swift doesn't have a baby. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because I felt good about that. So fuck you, Ashley.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, either way, it's going to work out for one team or the other because she could just be going into her mom era soon.
I mean,
I don't think so. I think she's going to have quite a few years before that.
Yeah, I don't think so. As I was making my gyno appointment for like literally 6 months from now, because that's the next they have availability. So I am just like waiting here with my eggs being what they are right now. And I'm like, well, I wonder what Taylor's doing because she's 1 year older than me. I'm literally thinking about her reproductive health. And I'm like, I wonder if she froze her eggs a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I wonder that too.
I don't know. So anyway, she made me feel better about that.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, moving
on. Did you say another couple, or are you going to talk about the Mahomes?
No, I was going to kind of talk about Timothy and Kylie, just because I love them so much, and that's my nightly like wind down, is just looking at videos and pictures of them. They make me so happy, but there's not like new information coming out other than he hosted Saturday Night Live, and it was amazing. She went to the SNL after party.
Okay.
And it was really cute. And he had a really cool outfit on. And he wears this Cartier necklace that's like for her. And it's really
sweet. How do we know it's for her?
I don't know. Fucking people told me online.
Okay. So that is very adorable.
Yeah.
But why does Kylie look so incredible right now? Like,
she's incredible.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She looks incredible.
I think she's wearing so much less makeup.
Yeah.
Her hair is so like tousled.
Her hair
and
looks
bedhead.
So good and black. Like, I don't know. Perfect length.
There's not really a structure to the way her hair is being curled now. It's going in every direction. It's almost like her natural curl pattern. It looks so sexy.
That makes her look younger.
She's happy. She's obsessed with him. I love it.
And she walked in on that episode when she walked into Chloe's birthday party or birthday dinner. And that was apparently when she first started dating him.
Yes.
She brought that energy.
Everyone loves them together.
Lauren's about to cry right now.
I'm not going to cry. I'm just like so happy for her. And I'm just like, he's so funny. And what a nerd. He's like a funny nerd. And that's all.
All right, Lauren, for your new November of refreshing your life.
Yes.
How have you been sleeping? How have you been getting to sleep? Have you been sleeping well? Have you been falling asleep easy?
Well, I don't have TikTok, as I've said for the 400th time, but what puts me to sleep without that mindless scrolling...
You used to do that. You used to go to sleep to TikTok.
Basically. I used to go to sleep with TikTok. Yeah. But to now put me to sleep, I use Next Evo, and that is a CBD sleep gummy that's very fast acting and absorbs very quickly. And it kind of like just takes that edge off of falling asleep. It kind of lulls you to sleep very, very rapidly, which we love. So you're not tossing and turning and thinking about terrible things all night. So it's a delicious gummy. They also have it in pill form if you don't want to take the gummy.
A lot of people complain that their CBD won't help them sleep. Well, the extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies from Next Evo are 2 times stronger than regular strength. So you can check those out as well. So don't waste your time with oil-based CBD that may not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo. Go to nextevo.com and use the promo code GETIT to get 25% off. That is 25% off at nextevo.com, promo code GETIT. So this is what we're going to do for Jared's birthday tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Jared's birthday is on Wednesday, and he's not home right now, so I can talk about it. And by the time that this comes out,
you're going to see the Trolls movie without me.
No, I contacted our contact at Showcase Cinemas, and we are renting out the party room at the movie theater.
Oh my God! Yes, are you going to have
sheet
cake?
We're going to have pizza and birthday cake.
Yes.
And I invited like 25 people.
Is it a surprise?
Yeah. And then they're going to do a private screening. They couldn't get, there was not a big repertoire of movies that they could actually show that like weren't actually playing.
Yeah.
So I said, is there anything Tom Cruise? So we're going to see Risky Business. Big screen. And they're making movie posters of Jared as like in like they're photoshopping his face onto the movie poster.
I'm so fucking jealous. I can't believe I can't.
I literally
be
just put
there.
This together today. I was going to have him go to like a local like an adult play zone. You know, it's got the trampolines and like bowling and virtual reality and arcade
literally
stuff
tailored to him.
I know. So I don't know. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to pull into the theater and be like, Jared,
have
your birthday party.
Get your vanilla sheet cake. You have to come up with something.
What
like
do you mean?
Why are you going to the movie theater?
Oh, I think like it's in the same part, like shopping center as like a restaurant, and I'll just say that like the family and Crystal and Kenny are gonna go meet us at like the restaurant there.
Okay, but then you go
it's like kid friendly.
Theater.
It's like pretty.
I want
friendly.
Him to walk into the movie theater and all of his friends.
I know,
be there.
But then I'd have to say like I'm gonna blindfold you, and then he'd be like, well, then I know it's a surprise. So should I just blindfold him when I get in the car? He's gonna throw up if he's blindfolded in the car.
Do not do that. I think you have to find a reason to go to the movie theater that's reasonable for him. Like,
well, then
I'm picking up these trolls that the movie theater gave me for Dawson.
If he knows, because
you're going to go to say you're going to dinner in the same place, but I'm just going to pick up these trolls or something.
And you have to come in with me.
Yes, I don't know.
No, I think I need to blindfold him at a certain point in the ride.
Okay, fine, do it. But you have to record everything. Like, set it up on the dash.
Okay.
That is so funny.
Oh, good. I'm glad you think it's a good idea.
So good. So good. Oh.
I hope he's not disappointed when he finds out it's Risky Business, because it's not,
not
his favorite
it?
Tom movie. He doesn't love it, but I think it'll still be fun.
Did they have Scream?
No, I literally said, like, I was like, honestly, it's not like one of his tops. Do you have anything else? And they're like, this is truly like the top easiest for us to get. So I was like, I mean, it works.
Fine.
It's fine. He's just going to be like excited about all of it. I can't.
Yeah. He's just going to be excited about the pizza and cake. Yeah. Because that's the only thing that he's decisive about is to eat pizza.
It's so true. Okay. I did have a chicken or the egg question that I just wanted to broach with you.
Okay.
Jared and I had an argument. It wasn't an argument, a discussion, a debate in the car. Definitely not an argument. Definitely a debate. He didn't think that this is like dirty, guys. So like we're going into rated R territory right now.
Okay.
I remember growing up in the 90s, mom would say, don't say suck. Right?
Yeah.
It would be like, that stinks.
That sucks.
And I was like, well, why does she have a problem with sucks? And then I started thinking this week, is suck, like, does that, like, that sucks? Does that come from the sucking dick?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Wait, are you asking me if the word suck in
like,
general?
That sucks. Like, that sucks.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we started bringing it into normal terms that weren't sexual.
Now it's so normal that we have no idea how it originated. Andrea, what do you think?
Suck it.
I've always thought that, but now I'm...
You've always thought what?
That it was like a... That, like, what you're saying is, ah, oh, that sucks dick, but...
Yeah. You have always thought that that's what it meant.
But I'm reading now, and I have no... This is just a Slate article.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But it says we might... That word might is something. Mm. We might trace its roots to the phrase sucks...
Wait, what?
Hold on, sorry, I wasn't actually reading the sentence ahead. We might trace its roots to the phrase sucks hind teat, meaning inferior, or there sucks to you, a non-sexual taunt apparently favored by British school children of yore. Of course, when a 9-year-old girl walks up to you tomorrow and tells you that Blue's Clues sucks, she won't be aware of these past usages.
Okay.
Hmm.
I think it does.
Sucks hind teat is offensive.
Sucks hind teat.
I don't even really know what it means.
Teat.
And I,
right?
Sucks hind teat.
Teat.
Like your teat, your tit.
Yeah. Which is just as, like...
Not great either.
Yeah.
Sucking tit is a lot less a thing. Or, you know, less of an expression. That sucks dick makes sense. That's like a real, that's like a put down.
Suck. Well, sucking, I mean, but then you can suck other things. You know, you don't have to suck dick. You can suck on a lollipop. You can suck on a popsicle. So, like, you think
yeah,
the
but
word
that doesn't
suck.
Suck? No, the thing is, like, that sucks because, like, doesn't that, like, come from, like, the... Because nobody really wants to suck dick. Okay?
Well, that's
so
debatable
that sucks.
For some people, I guess.
Naz would be here telling us that she
She's
loves
like,
sucking
no!
dick.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the worst thing. I'm just, you know, it's no... Nobody is like, yeah, I'm excited to
okay,
do
so
it.
Maybe
except for
right.
Naz. Naz is
maybe
excited
you're right.
to do it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe the whole expression "that sucks" comes from "that sucks dick," and we just shortened it.
Yeah, I think it probably did. Now I'm going to elaborate.
I still don't
on
like it. Like
debate.
I wonder if I don't like the, like that sucks. Like it doesn't feel good coming out of my mouth, really. But do you think it's because mom put it in our brain that that's not a good word to say, or because it is associated with sucking dick?
I think that back in the 90s, when it really started to become a thing,
yeah.
And tell me if I'm wrong, if it didn't start mostly in the 90s, but there must have been, like, the moms must have known that sucks came from sucking dick.
Probably, yeah.
And
probably.
They probably knew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we elaborate. The word fuck, do we think that it initiated, was it initially another word for saying sex, or was it initially... a curse word that just was a curse word, and then we transitioned it to, you know, my least favorite word.
I think it started fucking. Sexual. I think it started sexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think yeah.
Because if you put in any connotation in any sentence, it seems like, oh, that's fucked. Oh, you fucked that up. You, fuck you. I don't know.
Yeah. Most of it's about somebody being like screwed.
Screwed.
Why is screwed? Screwed. That's another one. Chicken or the egg.
Screw.
Screwed was screwed.
Like you screw it in. I think
we screwed in.
I think
because
it started
you
off
screw
with
something
screwing
when,
it in
screwing
and then
in, and then it became
like
a sexual thing.
Yes. I think you first screwed
and then
things
in from that. It turned from the sexual term, it turned into you're screwed, as in you're fucked.
Fucked.
You are in an unlucky position.
Yeah. But some people would consider that to be a lucky position because you're getting lucky if you're getting fucked.
I think it's probably, yeah.
All very interesting. I hate those questions because you just don't know.
So I would say that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are in Honey Love. Ha! Honey Love! Transition to one of our favorite sponsors. We love Honey Love. They have so many great things. They have comfortable bras. They have amazing shapewear to wear to weddings. And they also have fantastic yoga pants.
you can wear your shapewear whenever you want. Not only
not
the
just at weddings, it's
pretty,
of course.
It's pretty comfortable, guys.
But can I tell you, I didn't wear it to Chris and Lauren's wedding, and I kept looking down at my belly, and
lost
I was
an
like,
"Opportunity, man."
I know, because especially in that dress, and I kept looking down. I'd be like, you know, everything. I know frontal, like I look fine, but like when I look down, it looks like I could be. Like, I got a little bloat there. Yeah.
They also have leggings, which really snatch you in and feel you kind of lifted in the booty area. Also, you can go to the bathroom in this shapewear very easily. So you don't have to pull everything down. There's like a little mechanism.
A hoo-hoo pocket.
A hoo-hoo pocket release. Yes. also, this is a great gift for the holiday season. Whether you're attending a wedding, hosting big Thanksgiving or dinner, or simply seeking that everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is perfect for that.
And I would say that, like, you can give this gift to your lady friends, but, you know, like, maybe it's more of a gift to yourself, right? You know,
it could be a gift to yourself, but also I think the gift of leggings is probably one of
the
best
gift of leggings
gifts
is a
you
great
could
gift.
Ever give someone.
I know.
They're not going to not wear black leggings, okay?
I know. So true. Especially this one that has a cell phone holder in it. And then if you're trying to get gifts, more gifts for yourself, they have two kinds of bras. There's the best-selling crossover bra. It gives you all the support of traditional bras, but it doesn't have any underwire. And then they also have the V-neck bra that, like, is a great for a plunge outfit if you got, like, a deep V.
So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save up to 50% off site-wide at honeylove.com/get it this month only. Inventory is limited and the sale ends soon. So don't miss their best deals this year. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It's time to ditch the underwire for good, thanks to Honeylove.
All right, we're allowing producer Andrea into the podcast again because, you know, having a third person is always helpful. And Andrea, like, has some great thoughts about everything. Like, she's, like, very ESP with all of us. Mm-hmm. Andrea says that she's had a song that's come across her mind lately, and it depends on where you grew up, baby.
Question
like, you finish
mark.
It. Okay, go for
question
it.
Question mark, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell toot toot. Miss Susie went to. Oh, do you guys not know this at all?
No, we do. But
I
already.
But now
I already don't agree.
Yeah. Now I already don't work. Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Wow. That was quick. Miss Susie went to heaven and the steamboat went to hello, operator. Give me number 9. And if you disconnect me, I'll paddle your behind the refrigerator. There was
paddle your behind is wrong, too.
Yeah. There was a piece of glass. Miss Susie sat upon it and broke her big fat. Ask me no more questions. I'll tell you no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom pulling down their flies are in the meadow. Bees are in their hives. Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K-D-A-R-K-D-A-R-K. Dark, dark, darker than the ocean. Darker than the sea. Darker than the underwear my mommy put on me.
Not that part either. Mm, the underwear my mommy put
on
me.
But you remembered so much of that song. Like, I would not even know where to begin.
I've been thinking about it for weeks.
Okay, Miss Susie... I don't think it was a steamboat, but it was not a steamboat.
Definitely not a steamboat.
Wow,
no.
Not even the boat.
Not even the steamboat. Miss Susie.
The most obvious, like, part of that song that brings me back is the hello operator because
hello,
like
operator.
It was
give
our way of being
nine.
Able to say like
hell.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm saying hello.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I'd have to look
like, chop off your behind refrigerator. See, it's just I don't remember it that well.
Yeah, I don't remember it enough.
But
Miss
Susie
to look
had
it
a
up.
Had a what? It's not a steamboat.
Did she have a tugboat for you guys?
Maybe.
That sounds. Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah, definitely. So what? This definitely is based on like who taught you it and where is the lore of this of Miss
But there's
Susie.
Not like a. It's not like there was a recorded version floating around, and I don't know. I don't remember being taught that song. Like, I was born with that knowledge.
I know, right? Like, how did we remember all these songs as kids? And just like,
I know.
Oh, yeah, I learned
this
at recess,
memory.
And I know every word. What?
Yeah. I don't know, but Lauren and I were at this, like,
Miss Susie,
kids' fall
black,
festival.
Black,
and we,
that's what we're talking.
Oh,
Miss Susie, black,
that's
black,
Miss Mary, black, Mac.
Oh,
Miss Mary, Mac.
Miss Mary, Mac, all dressed in black,
with silver buttons all down her back. Now I'm combining the songs.
She asked her mother
for 50 cents to buy her...
See the elephants?
Elephants.
Is that the same?
Yeah, probably. Wow.
So why is that one the same, though? Jump over the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, Lauren and I were talking about this the other day when we were at this fall festival and we saw girls doing this. I don't remember what song they were doing.
They were just naming, like friends. Like, Henry.
Yeah.
John. Yeah.
Like, they had to do, like, celebrity at the top of the... But they had to do the claps. And it's just like...
Ashley literally turns to me and she goes, I never wanted to do that because you had to touch the other people. You
touch other little kids' like hands, their slimy hands. You know that they were all sticky back in the day. Everybody had sticky hands. And I was like, I don't want to touch your warm, sticky hands.
Well, your hands are always sweaty hands, so no one wanted to touch yours either.
Maybe I didn't want people touching my sweaty
hands. That's what it
was. Hyperhidrosis.
We are breaking down walls today, Ashley.
Yeah, it's but Lauren, I was. You guys, I had scales. I had scales on my palms.
Oh my God.
Because I had hyperhidrosis. And my hands would get so sweaty that, like, it literally looked like I had, like, pores on my hands.
It was the 13th year, guys. Yeah. It was like all moist. It was moist for too long. So it turned all white and, like, mushy on there. And it's because you would write with your pencil so closed for long.
The right hand was worse, but the left hand also had it.
Who was your ninth grade English teacher that did this to you? Or history teacher?
My ninth grade English teacher did not do that to me.
Okay, who was the evil lady that made you do way too much homework? Miss Bjorn.
Yeah,
she
what
gave
about
you
her?
Hyperhidrosis.
Oh, because I had to write so much?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Send her the bill. Okay, well, that's very interesting. That's like very Mandela effect-y of the different songs.
That's very Mandela effect-y. Like the Berenstain Bears, which I think about every time I go into mom's library for Dawson.
Yes.
Berenstain, because it's the Berenstain
Bears.
Berenstain Bears?
Okay, I think it's Berenstain, S-T-E-I-N.
You're right. Really? You're right. No, you're right.
Berenstain Bears.
Yeah. We used to say Berenstain Bears.
We used to say Berenstain.
Well, hey, I love that this is happening. It is, right now I'm looking, it is Berenstain.
Oh, it is Berenstain.
But I was also a Berenstain child because that was what it was. Because
that's what it was. It was Berenstain Bears. So what is it right now?
We apparently say Stain.
And you guys, you did always say Stain?
We always said
Berenstain Bears, but I think in my head I saw Berenstain.
Okay.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, in my head I see Berenstain too.
Well, I deleted TikTok and I feel like that was way worse for my mental health, quite honestly. It does give me more hours in the day, but then it allows me to go on Instagram more. And my entire Instagram feed is just people in amazing outfits with perfect faces.
Okay, so, like, wait a second. This is a great topic, Lauren.
Yeah?
You're telling me that your Instagram algorithm is different from your TikTok algorithm.
Yeah.
Why is that, you think?
I think I've made my TikTok algorithm more like conversational. Like, there's lots of people like getting ready with me and telling stories, and then a lot of hairstylists like showing their process and stuff. So it's almost like more educational on TikTok. And it's not so curated and perfect. And then my Instagram feed is perfect pictures of perfect looking women.
Well, you got to change your Instagram because that's not what
mine
looks like.
It is so bad. It's like these Martians from like Sweden who are the most beautiful people of all time. And they all have the most perfect outfits and hair.
You got to get on the mom Instagram, Lauren.
I know. So this is like really bad because then I end up just like looking at their outfits and then trying to buy their outfits, but their outfits are like $2,000. And I try and find dupes, and it sends me down more of a rabbit hole than just watching silly videos for an hour.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
But I don't think that you have deleted TikTok because you sent me some.
Okay, this is also a point of contention here. This is what's happened, okay? I deleted TikTok from my home screen. So I didn't want to delete...
I've done that before. I've deleted Twitter from my home screen back in the day when Twitter was more of a thing.
Yes. So I didn't want my thumbs to immediately go to TikTok every time I open it.
Yeah.
And I told myself, do not open TikTok. I have enough willpower to not do that. So I didn't do it, and I didn't open it. And I didn't want to delete TikTok and then lose my entire For You page.
Yeah, you don't want to delete. I do not believe in deleting apps.
And then I'm like, well, if someone sends me one, I will watch that one. So I'm not like totally out of touch here.
Yeah.
So then Hunter says something like something about deleting his TikTok. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be 100% honest with you, I didn't delete it from my phone.
What,
I just deleted
it. He wanted to do it, but in solidarity?
So he thought we went in solidarity. But no. In my mind, I was like, I'm not going on it. I don't want to lose my For You page. So then I just deleted it from my home screen. I have not gone on it. So he tells me that I lied, and he thinks I lied. But really, I didn't want to lose everything. So I haven't gone on it. But then I was over at Mom and Dad's, and the whole point of me deleting this is so I could be more productive in my life. But there was literally nothing else I could do that day. I already worked out. I did all this stuff for the salon. I did all this. I was very productive that day. And I was with Mom and Dad, and they're watching some stupid movie, and I was like not into it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on and scroll on TikTok for like a little bit. It's not deterring from my trajectory of becoming a better person right now.
Yeah.
So then that's when I sent you some of the TikToks.
Okay.
Anyways,
totally respect. And I think that if you even delete the app from your phone, if once you like download it again, you have to sign back in, but you wouldn't be deleting it. You'd have to like go to the settings, I think, and like actually like delete account.
Well, I didn't want
to
risk that.
I wouldn't want you to risk it either, because you're not good with stuff like that.
I'm not
good.
I don't remember my password.
Your password.
I don't know anything. So,
Lauren, so how has your past... I say this as if, like, I don't interact with you on FaceTime
14 times
twice
a day.
But how has your first 2 weeks gone of your time off, your November off, to better yourself?
It's been pretty good. I did everything for my... Well, I didn't do everything. I didn't buy everything for my new salon suite. I got my new salon suite. I can't really do anything yet because I need to measure things in there. So I need the guy that's currently in there to get out so I can measure things, and then I'll purchase everything. I got all the business stuff aligned. I have a new photo shoot on Saturday when I'm getting my hair, my color done and my extensions done. I got a facial last week. I've worked out every day. Pretty much every day.
When you say workout, I really need to know this from you. You break a sweat?
I break a sweat, and
I've never seen you break a sweat, Lauren.
And I huff and puff. And
really?
I do core power yoga, which they have I have like an online membership, so I do the live classes usually at 10. And then I didn't feel like doing that the other day, so then I do the Peloton, blah, blah, blah. So I do that. Or if I'm not, then I go on like a vigorous walk around the neighborhood with Gurgi. Like, I didn't work out yesterday, but I went on a vigorous walk.
Okay.
Anyway, so I did that. I got a facial. I got a massage. I feel better. I'm going to have my photos taken. And then after everything, we moved into the salon suite. Doing therapy. Feel good about that. I really can't think of anything else I need to do other than like probably like purge my closet. But I just like everything in there right now. So that's...
Guess what? Filled up 2 bags for donations yesterday.
I filled up one, but I thought I could really do a lot more. But good job, Ash.
Thank you.
Great.
All right. Well, how's the eating been?
Okay, so we got these Factor meals. So they're pre-portioned. We eat them. But honestly, if you want to go on the Factor diet, you just limit yourself to 2 a day, basically. But I'm obviously not doing that. I'm eating better. I haven't ordered Uber Eats once this month, which is
hello.
Round of applause, everyone. I haven't ordered Uber Eats once this month.
Good job.
I cook some things. I did the rainbow roast from last week.
You did?
Yes.
You had a vegetable medley?
I cut up tricolored potatoes, tricolored carrots, and butternut squash and roasted
Lauren,
them.
You would have formally said that is all going to make you throw up.
So if you roast them really hot, put lots of salt on it, and then you like dip it in like a sour creamy sort of thing. Delicious.
Okay, great. So yeah. I think the best way to wrap up this episode is, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Very good question. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna have for dinner? If I don't end up going to mom and dad's, I will have a chicken and rice and spinach bowl with some veg, with broccoli. That's what I am. Sorry.
Right. Well, this is not eventful. I'll let you choose what I'm going to have. Okay. I probably will do this because I have leftover ground pork. Because did you know that I made an at-home ramen bowl the other day? It's fantastical, Lauren.
Okay.
I am now able to make myself like a tatsu bowl.
Really? Okay. Do you hard boil an egg, or what do you do?
Soft boil an egg.
Sorry.
And let me tell you, I am a pro at soft boiling eggs, which apparently, what chef said that Gordon Ramsay was like one of the hardest things? Yeah. I know exactly how to do it. So I make two of those soft boiled eggs, and I get a specific brand.
God, I'm hungry now.
It's called like Mike's Good Ramen. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a ramen with like a clearer broth. It has like more of a creamy, like a whiter broth.
Ooh.
Yes. And then I put two packs of that in. And then I cut up some chives or scallions, whatever you want to call them, throw that in there. And then normally that's just what I'll do. But then this week I got a little fancy and I got some ground pork, and I put a little soy sauce and hoisin sauce and sriracha and sesame oil in it. Mixed it up. And then that oily goodness with the pork, dropped that in, and it was like a freaking tatsu bowl. And
that
it was amazing.
That sounds really good.
No, I can make it for you when I come home.
I would enjoy it. Thanks. I'd like to do that.
I'd like
now,
to go.
I have a question.
No, that's not what I'm having for dinner now.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that has nothing to do with what I'm actually having.
I literally can't believe that we seriously record these stupid conversations.
I know.
And like you
and then
kind
put them
people out there just listen. So nice. So Lauren, I have some leftover ground pork.
Okay.
I was going to put it into just a cream sauce with pasta and like maybe some scallions in there, like, you know, color it up like mom.
Yeah.
Maybe some spinach or whatever. That sounds fine and good. And then I also have like a hodgepodge that I could do where I could have like some Kung Pao shrimp, like some like saucy shrimp.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I could also have some baby quiche.
Okay. That sounds delightful. That's what my mouth wants now.
And there's other options, but those were what I was thinking about tonight. Like a mixture of weirdness or the pasta.
I think just the pasta sounds good and easy.
Okay. We'll
That's
do
what
it.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, and thanks.
Then everyone can just have that.
Prep.
Right?
I'm good at meal prep, but not in a way that like...
You put in different containers and measure
it
out.
Yeah, not like that. I want to like just cut all my vegetables and fruits for the week.
Yes.
Because that encourages you to eat so much better.
Yes, it does. That's why I got huge pre-made cut up things. That's why I'm able to make the roast, the rainbow roast and all this stuff is because it's already cut up for me. It's worth it. Because do I want to be healthy or do I want an extra $2 in my bank account? I feel like my health may be a little bit better.
Yeah, totally agree. Because if it's just there and like the fruit is already sliced, like you already rinse. This is so dumb. You already rinse the shit and then you chop off like the stem of the strawberries. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go grab a handful of strawberries.
Rather
whereas
than
if the
chips
stems were on them.
Made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Good.
Wow, guys.
We're cool, like, guys. Wow. Thanks
cool
for
guys.
Listening.
Wow. We're so
no secrets were revealed. My Instagram feed is... For trauma, that's that.
Okay. Well, oh Hunter shouldn't be mad at you for not deleting TikTok because you
Thank
did a
you.
Great job. Okay. Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. I don't get it. Podcast.